Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
A youthful pastor in Sydney, Australia, set out to grow his new church. His tiny congregation numbered around 40, and their meeting place was a local gymnasium. But these faithful people were the beginning of an amazing faith story. Today, that same pastor leads Hillsong Church, a global faith phenomenon with over 90,000 weekly attendees, from its home campus in Sydney to locations all across the world. Pastor Brian Houston has just released his newest book, adding to a stable of over a dozen works that he's penned in all his spare time, and it's called Live, Love, Lead, and the warmest of welcomes to you, Pastor Brian. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a delight. And you have just a few things going on in your life these days, sir. I know you were just here by the time this program airs in the Upper Midwest with a sold-out Hillsong Nights event in the Twin Cities. So how are you holding up on the road, sir, and how is America treating you on this visit?
Well, I'd have to say America always treats me well, and it is again now, and it's an honor to be here. So in terms of the tour and all that's ahead of us, the book Live and Love Lead was only released yesterday, so we're just at the beginning of the process, really. And I've been doing, just like I'm speaking to you, I've been doing a multitude of media type interviews and so on this week. That's the beginning of 18 different cities around America we're going to be touring, so we could do a deep breath.
Yes, sir. You don't mess around. And you've now penned over a dozen books, and Live, Love, Lead has an awful lot to say about the future. What would you say is the central message that you wanted to convey with the book, sir?
Look, I think I really want to help people to see the potential they have. I think most human beings underestimate just what great things God created them for. And our own experiences in life, our own insecurity, so many things have us settling for something less than God's best. And, you know, my mantra in life, if you like, is your best is yet to come. And I genuinely believe it. To me, it's not just a slogan. Philippians 1 verse 6, it says, he who began a good work in you will complete it to the day of Jesus Christ. And so I really, you know, intentionally been very honest, very transparent. I follow through Matthew 7:13, which is where Jesus speaks about a difficult path through a narrow gate that leads to life. And, you know, a lot of us turn that into a sort of a negative connotation, but I think it's such a powerful scripture. So my book is broken up into four sections: a big life on a sometimes difficult path through a narrow gate. Narrow because there is only one name. His name is Jesus. But certainly not tight and restrictive, because we have so much power in that name, ultimately to a glorious future. So I talk a lot about my own journey and some of the difficult path, and I'm very vulnerable about things that are still very brittle in my heart and in my spirit and in my emotions that relate to my father, and he was my hero, and things I found out there. And to be honest, I'm still walking those things through now, 16 years later. But so it's been an amazing journey, because as Hillsong has exploded externally, there was a time there where I was imploding internally. And so I talk a lot about that. And I do so because I really want to help people who are hurting, who are broken, who have trouble facing divorces in any kind of crisis, even grief, and just give them hope.
We're talking with Brian Houston, the founder and senior pastor of Hillsong Church. His brand newest book is called Live, Love, Lead, just released days ago here on Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas, and it is remarkable to hear you speak so vulnerably about those issues, such as with your father, as you spoke about, and the own issues that you've experienced in dealing with that. Another focus that you have in the book, and I'm sure it's tied to that as well, sir, is the unknowns of life. And I think that You know, if we're honest, as human beings, we're all afraid of the unknown. But you talk about why people who follow Jesus really can have a different attitude towards the unknowns of life. Why do you think that is?
Well, one of the chapters in my book, the first chapter actually, is called Life in the Faith Lane. And I think we start by quoting the song Oceans, which it talks about, you know, being called out onto the water. The great unknown where feet may fail.
Yeah.
And that's really where faith lives. It lives there in the great unknown where feet may fail. And, you know, in my book, it really is a call to people to face up to the great unknown, to not run from it, not shun it. And see it as a great journey of faith and step into what God has for you. And when people do that, it's amazing how God can open people's lives up to that exceeding abundance and above. But it talks about in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, according to the power that works in us.
One of the nuggets that you share from the early days, going back into your story, which is interwoven in the book, of course, is that church, when you first began what has become Hillsong Church, a meeting in the school gym, and it involves church growth by word of mouth that becomes spurred by stories that the pastor of this little church has been known to leap around over the heads of his congregation on a rope. I was wondering if you could share a bit about how that story came to pass.
Yeah, sure. When my wife and I started our church, I was 29, she was 26, so I guess you would say I was young and silly. I'm older, but still a bit silly. But, so right where I used to, it was a tiny little school hall, and right where I used to preach would hang down two gymnasium-type ropes, the type of ropes that they do gymnastics on in the Olympics.
Sure.
So one Sunday I was preaching, and there was only a few people there, and I guess I get a little bit too excited because as I'm preaching, I grabbed hold of one of those ropes and swung out over the congregation, which wasn't hard. They only went back two or three rows and then just swung back and kept preaching. And I thought not too much more of it. But there was a young guy visiting for the very first time who went out that week and started telling all his friends, "Hey, you guys ought to come along to this church." He says, "The pastor swings on a rope like a monkey." And so the following week, he brought nine young guys to church, and all nine of them made a commitment to Jesus Christ. And they went out the following week, and 11 more came. And the week after that, 10 more. So in 30 weeks, that young guy led, in 3 weeks, that young guy led 30 people to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And the fruit of that we've never ever, you know, has never really stopped from that day to this. I don't think there's ever been a weekend, a Sunday in our church in 32 years now since those times when people haven't connected with Jesus and made commitments to Christ. And so it really was a funny beginning. Funny way for it to happen, but I guess if God can use donkeys and someone in the Bible, gymnasium rope, every church.
Pastor Brian, you also talk about your growth as a pastor, and I really think, you know, of course, today you are speaking before thousands on a weekly, daily basis, really. But I think one of the most relatable things that you share is how you struggled with some pretty extreme nervousness from the pulpit early in your career as a pastor. How did that manifest itself for you on a Sunday morning? And then how did God really help you to grapple with it?
You know, it was very real. My father at the time was a very prominent preacher. And I guess because of that, I felt a lot of pressure. It was entirely self-inflicted. My parents didn't put any kind of pressure on me, but I feel like I thought I had to live up to something. So nerves were a huge battle for me. I remember one time when I was very young, standing up before a crowd and spoke about three sentences. I'd learned it all off by heart and then went blank, like completely blank. And
oh, man.
It was just like an agonizing period of time. It felt like 4 hours. It was probably, in fact, 60 seconds. I literally had nothing to say. I froze. And so I mentioned in the book that I also would get a nervous twitch. And so I say in the book, you know, I didn't stutter, but my eyes did. Because I was this crazy blinker, which I didn't realize I was doing. My wife used to even call me, lightheartedly, the blinking preacher. And so nerves were a terrible thing. I talk in the book about the time that I was so fearful about speaking at chapel in my Bible college class to only about 60 students that instead of turning up, I hopped in my car and drove in the other direction because I just couldn't face it.
Wow.
That was a huge problem in my life. And, you know, even later on in life, if I let myself go down that way, I can get very affected by who was in the crowd, if there's someone significant. But I really have overcome it. And there's two chapters in my book. One's called Confidence in Your Calling. The other's called Being Comfortable in Your Own Skin. And I think those two things, and just developing a godly confidence that God has called me and learning how to rest into that call and that He created me, be comfortable in my own skin. God, when God created me, he knew exactly what He had in mind. He doesn't make us one way to use us a different way. So in other words, God wants me to be me. And the moment I really have accepted that and was just at ease about who I am in Christ, and the confidence came, I always knew deep down in my heart I had the ability and the capacity to communicate and to preach and to impact people. And of course, now I live in the joy of that godly confidence, which I did sadly lack, and I think other people sadly lack in the earlier days of my ministry.
Understood. That's a very freeing series of truths from Pastor Brian Houston, the founder and senior pastor of Hillsong Church. His brand newest book we're talking about is called Live, Love, Lead, and it just released just days ago. Here in the United States, as we talk about your full schedule and your family's full schedule, we've seen some pretty compelling previews this year for a new movie called Let Hope Rise, which tells the tale of some of the just remarkable music ministry that comes out of your church, Pastor, and particularly focuses on the story of the band Hillsong United, a group that contains your oldest son, Joel. So what can we expect to see if we head to the opening of Let Hope Rise when that comes out?
Look, I've seen the movie two or three times, and I think it's very compelling. It really does follow the story of Hillsong United. The story behind it is amazing. I also talk about that in Live, Love, Lead, in that a completely unchurched Hollywood director was taken along to watch Hillsong United at Hollywood Bowl. It was an amazing night. The place was packed, and it was such an iconic venue. But the producer only stayed a few moments and disappeared, so the friend thought, well, that's the end of that. But instead, like a schoolboy, this nonchalant producer had made his way down, sneaked into seats just two or three rows from the front, and spent 3 hours right in the front getting totally impacted by God.
Wow.
To the point where he just got absolutely passionate about other people experiencing what he experienced. So that was the background behind the movie. It's not us making a movie about ourselves. It's entirely Hollywood making a movie about Hillsong. And it follows Hillsong United, especially through the creating of the album Empires, which was their most recent their most recent album. In a way that I find very compelling. I think it will really pull people in. All of the feedback on the movie has been huge, and it also continues to weave very nicely through the movie the backstory of the church itself and Hillsong Church and its beginnings and some of the expansion. So it's a documentary, I guess, but it's very powerful. I think it brings a lot of people to tears.
Oh, excellent. We're looking forward to seeing that for sure. And September 30th, the release date in the United States, I believe, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but September 30th for Let Hope Rise. And as we talk with Pastor...
What's the date? I think it's going to be blown out a little.
Oh, excellent. Is it being pushed back a bit?
It's going to get pushed back a bit. I don't even know what the date will be yet. But, there's been some issues
with
the distributors of the movie, and at the moment, outside of our control, it's kind of caught up in financial issues of the distributors. But there is an answer. It will come through and it will show. It's just a matter of which month.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully not too long.
Absolutely. We'll be praying for you in that, for sure.
That's everyone to pray about.
Absolutely. We'll be in prayer for that, and we'll update people as we learn more. We're here with Pastor Brian Houston, the founder and senior pastor of Hillsong Church, on the road here for Faith Radio. And Pastor, you told a very amusing story recently at the Global Leadership Summit this summer in your interview with Pastor Bill Hybels about discovering on a Sunday morning, as we talk about your your musical ministry, just incredible there at the church. But discovering that your son had crafted one of the songs you were singing in your worship service, we'd love to hear that tale again, if you could paint that picture.
Yes, well, it was in the early days where, you know, my son, to be honest, when he was a boy, I would take him to piano lessons, and I literally had to sort of stay in the car and watch him knock on the door and go in to be sure he actually went into his piano lessons. And so I never saw a whole lot of musical potential in him. And he tells a story how he despised piano lessons until the piano teacher inspired him to actually just be creative, sort of write music. And so that really flicked his switch. Well, in church, Joel Ben was probably only just a teenager. And, you know, we were singing this really nice song called Every Day. It's You I Live For Every Day. And it was like a praise song. So I started asking people, who wrote that song? And someone said, Joel did. And I said, Joel who? I said, Joel, your son. And I have to confess, I've always had, you know, plenty of faith in my kids and in their ability, but I just did not see that coming. And now, of course, Joel is such a successful songwriter and musician, and, you know, he heads up Hillsong United, and God's used them in an incredible way. So yeah. I've learned never to prejudge your kids, their gifts and their talents, and never underestimate God and what he can do with them.
Well, and we've had the chance to witness Joel's budding talent all across the world with the incredible popularity of Hillsong United. And he co-wrote this song. And I just can't resist sharing a part of it here, Brian, because it ended up setting an all-time record for time spent at the top of the Christian radio music charts. And its earnest message, which you spoke to earlier, has blessed so many. Here's just a few minutes of Oceans, Where Feet May Fail by Hillsong United. Here on the road for Faith Radio.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
There's Oceans, Where Feet May Fail by Hillsong United. It's a song co-written by Joel Houston, whose very proud father, Pastor Brian Houston of Hillsong Church, is our special guest today on the road for Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. And Pastor Brian, I mean, I can only imagine, it's got to be an incredible joy to see your kids serving in ministry and having such a big heart for God.
Yeah, we're blessed. We've got three children of our own. and all of them are involved in ministry. They're all different. They all do different things. They all bring different things to the table, but each of them has had the revelation of Jesus and, you know, is passionate about the things of God and passionate about the local church. So we're spread. We're a global family. Joel, my oldest son, he lives in New York, and I have one grandson there. Then my youngest son is lead pastor of Hillsong LA, which, of course, is only 12 months old. And so we lost three grandchildren now to LA, one to New York, and my daughter and her husband are youth pastors in Australia. They oversee all our youth ministries over there, and they oversee Young and Free as well. And so we've got two grandchildren there. So we've very much become a global family.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. And I imagine you keep the airlines fairly busy.
Yeah, it's certainly, when you live in Australia, everywhere's a long way away. So you certainly make up some good airline points when you live in Australia.
We want to let you go here real quick, Pastor Brian Houston. I know you have things to do, sir. I was wondering, I was curious from your story and from the book as well, have there ever been moments when you've questioned whether pastoring was what you really ought to be doing and perhaps thought of doing something else? And if so, how did God really direct you back to the course you're on?
You know, it's an interesting question because the honest answer is no. I've never, ever seriously contemplated anything else but pursuing the call of Christ and building the church and doing what I do. You know, in the book I talk a lot about some of my own pain, how I was imploding when the world, when the church was exploding, I was imploding, and I talked about, but you know, through all of that, I never lost sight of the call. I mean, like everyone, I've had those days where I might be driving in the countryside and there's a tractor cutting grass, mowing lawns, and you smell that beautiful smell in the summer of freshly cut grass, and I thought,
yes,
wouldn't it be nice to have a job like that? The biggest concern is, can you get finished before you have to, refill it with gas?
I think, yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a job with only that much pressure? But I've never been serious about it. I just love what I do, and I've never, ever, ever felt called to anything else. I don't have a plan B, and I've kind of lived my life that way since I went to Bible college over 40 years ago.
Wow. Well, sir, the last question I would have for you is just this. I mean, in 2015, we know that our world has plenty of problems, plenty of pain, but from your unique perch as you get up and do ministry every single day, what gives you hope for the future?
Look, I think, you know, people have different takes, obviously, on Revelation, and you know, I'm certainly not want to get into end times, but we do live in perilous days, and we tend to live in Australia, here in America, in relatively sheltered worlds where that is all happening, but it sort of seems a long way away from us. But I think that Christians need to be in prayer. We need to be really believing God. My wife, she leads a prayer group through social media. It's at midday every day. People set their alarm on their phone and just take a moment at midday to pray. And really praying against the atrocities of ISIS and, you know, persecuted women and so on. And I think the church can pray, and we've just got to believe for God's will to be done. And I think that we can continue to make a difference where we can. And I think we can all do something. We may not be able to do everything, but we can all do something when it comes to the plight of humanity and helping people on the ground. I think every Christian, every church, we need to be prepared to get our hands dirty when it comes to reaching out beyond ourselves and really fulfilling the Great Commission.
All right. Well, Pastor Brian Houston of Hillsong Church, the book is called Live, Love, Lead. And if people have been listening and want to learn more, what's the best place to go, sir, to get a copy?
I think you can get pretty well everywhere you can buy books. I mean, you can go into the airport, which is great, Walmart, Barnes & Noble's. And I think most Christian bookstores, and so everywhere you can buy books. And, of course, obviously, for some people, you can even get it in your local church bookstore, Amazon, and there's an audio book, which I hope will do well. I did that myself, spent 17 hours reading my book.
Wow!
So, yeah, I just really pray people will get the book. I believe in it passionately. You mentioned I've written other books, but I've never put my heart and soul into any project like I have this one. And I get so excited because the feedback I get is often along the lines, look, people will say, I expected the laughs, but the tears took me totally by surprise. Mm. In other words, the book is moving people and impacting people, and that's my greatest prayer. So I really pray there'll be a lot of people all over America who can get that book and be inspired to greatness and inspired just to step up and be all that God's called them to be.
Tremendous. Well, it's been great to discover more about that project and to discover more about your heart, sir, and the great work that you guys do at Hillsong Church. Seriously, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, man. Let's hope we get to do it again.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.